Blog Talk Radio.
Do the rich people cringe and say, don't tell them that, Robert?
Yes, yes, yes. Don't tell people what you know.
Right.
Keep them poor. The moment I pay you, you think like an employee. The moment you accept a paycheck, your brain goes dead. That's the trap. Entrepreneurs work for free. As long as you're hungry, you'll think. The school system was designed to teach you to be an employee or a doctor or a lawyer, a specialist, but never about money. The poor will always be amongst us because it starts up here. It's in their words, you know, and the words become flesh. But when they say, I can't afford it or I can't do that, they go down. They become what they say. And I meet so many people, I can't afford it. You think I'm made of money? My PhD daddy says, what do you think I am, made of money? I can't afford that. And my rich dad would say, that's why he's poor. Poor people say, I can't afford it. I can't do that. I don't have time. Because this is an escape. It's an escape. You know what I mean? It's easy to say, I can't afford it. Oh, I'm too tired. Oh, I can't go to the gym. You know, when you could go to the gym. But no, I can't. Truth is, I'm just too lazy to go to the gym.
And your rich dad used to say what instead of, I can't afford it?
How can I afford it? How can I do that? A question opens a mind, a statement closes the mind. So when you say, I can't afford it, your mind shuts down and you become what you say. People right now who are sitting at home, who are struggling financially or worried about money or unhappy, they may be making a lot of money, but unhappy with what they're doing. It was probably taught to you. You know, your superego was taught, get a job, work hard, or you'll never be rich, or the rich are evil, or whatever. Poverty is passed on. It's taught in your families. And middle class is taught in families.
And until you change your mindset,
correct,
money won't help you, right?
Correct.
And we see that with people that win the lottery, people that make more money, they still have the same problem.
Right.
Because they have that poor man's soul.
Correct. If you're poor, you'll always be poor.
That's really hard for people to understand.
Yeah, the money will disappear that fast. Just like most pro athletes, you know, they make millions of dollars and what, 65% are bankrupt 5 years later? It's because they come from poor families. But unfortunately, what Mr. Lipton was saying, it's passed down genetically. That's the frightening thing. If you don't want to learn it, I can't help you. You know, I have bad luck too. I've had financial crashes. I've had people stab me in the back. But they're all good because I grow from it. That's spirituality. You know, people who are afraid of making mistakes like they teach in school, they don't ever grow. Because spirituality is there's good and there's bad. There's right and there's wrong. There's up and there's down. Most people only want to be right. They only want to be positive. Well, you can't have that. That's not reality. And the average person, the reason they're poor is they haven't failed. You know, they play it so safe. They haven't made any mistakes like they taught in school. That means they don't learn anything. That's why the school system's actually fundamentally corrupt. It's anti-education. But the average guy is dead end there. Oh, I'm an A student. I'm going to do this all on myself. And a bunch of rugby players run you over. And you go, well, they're not playing fair. You know what, you're playing stupid. You should have a team. You should have accountants, attorneys, and bankers and all that stuff. But that's not the game I want to play. I said, then don't play the game. You know, the game of business is played with accountants, attorneys, bankers, hate to say it, politicians. You know, you got to know the game. You know, people say, well, money is not that important to me. Then if money is not that important to you, money is not important to you. I mean, you know what I mean? I don't care about money. The money doesn't care about you. You know, the word does become flesh. Or I'll never be rich. Or the favorite one is the rich are greedy. It's the poor that are greedy. You know, if you think about it, because to be rich, you have to give something. You know, you have to. I have to produce books and games, and I purchase real estate. I provide housing, provide jobs, and all that. That's why I'm rich. But greedy people produce nothing. You know, Einstein said, you know, imagination is more important than knowledge, but knowledge empowers imagination. And what most people lack is real business knowledge, like accounting, you know, like debt, like taxes. You got to know that stuff, but they don't teach it in school to anybody. You see, most teachers in school, they're out of ethics. They teach subjects they themselves don't practice. Because I understand what a fake teacher is. A fake teacher is somebody who just wants a job and they'll teach anything. You know, they teach how to shine shoes if you pay them more money. But they really don't know what they're teaching. In life, one of the things I suggest to people, you got to find a real teacher versus a fake teacher. And a fake teacher is somebody who doesn't do what they teach. And a real teacher is doing what they teach every day. Our school systems are making our students weaker. So in school, they have these things called now trigger effects. So you can't, as a teacher, you can't say anything that might upset the student. They don't want anything that might jar their point of view. You see, people say, well, why don't you give the poor money? So the only problem with that is it just creates more poor people.
Give a man a fish, he fishes for the day, or eats for the day.
Yeah, you give a man a fish, you get a lot of people who want more fish, you know? But you teach them to fish. We become creatures of our own habits. And until we break the habit, we don't change. Our schools don't teach that. Our schools teach almost the exact opposite of that. And the average person, the reason they're poor is they haven't failed. You know, they play it so safe. They haven't made any mistakes like they taught in school. That means they don't learn anything. That's why the school system's actually fundamentally corrupt. It's anti-education. So what I say to young people is you find your game. So my game financially is business, number one. Second is real estate. And that's why I pay no taxes. That's why Trump pays no taxes. Legally, it is a combination of business and real estate that gives us an unfair advantage over employees because they don't know what to do. And a lot of people would rather sit in the stands than be in the game. One of the greatest ways to acquire great wealth is playing Monopoly in real life. Four greenhouses, one red hotel. But is that all there is? That's it.
Robert, if I could give you some kind of a magic phone and you could make a call to the 20-year-old Robert Kiyosaki and give that young man a bit of advice, what would you tell him?
I would just say keep going. Just do what you have to do. Just, you know, live it to the fullest, which I did. Nothing I ever did made sense. Now, could you imagine quitting a $120,000 a year job for $200 a month to go fight in Vietnam and almost die? It didn't make sense, but it was the best decision I made at that time. And I think what most people do is they let their parents or their friends talk them out of life. So afraid of failing. But failing is how we succeed. You look at guys like Edison and all that. They failed like 1,014 times before he invented the light bulb. You know, our schools punish you for making mistakes. That's why we have so many people who are so afraid of admitting they make mistakes or afraid of failing.
You're listening to Solomon's Temple on Hindsight Radio.
Hey, what's up, Peace?
What's going on, bro? Peace, God. How you doing?
Good, I'm doing good. Everything good?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man.
No complaints here. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Man, I love that kid's psyche.
Yeah, he's real, you know. He's right about that. People don't succeed because they're afraid to fail.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to make mistakes. They don't want to step. Man, I deal with so many people with that mess, and I call it a mess. You know, they want to do their paperwork and send it to me for me to check it. I said, I'm not your damn, I don't grade papers. You know what I'm saying? I don't do that. You grade your own paper, send that thing out with your energy and your spirit, and see what happens.
That's right.
You know, you'll get a better result doing it that way than me grading it and giving you all kind of this ain't right and that ain't right.
Yeah.
Nobody grades
yeah.
my paper. Nobody grades my paper.
Man, you're
true. Huh?
And then you're a trip. That's a lesson they don't want to learn.
They don't want to get hit over the head to know not to walk into that wall again. You know? You got to get hit over the head to know what not to do. You got to get a little abuse to make
That's
you
right.
better. You do. It's life.
That's right.
They don't understand the story of Christ. As I have suffered, you will suffer. If you believe in this God consciousness, you're going to suffer.
That's right.
You're going to suffer. And it's not saying suffer in a bad way. It's suffering, well, hey, I did this, and I got to fix it. I got to do it different this time. The problem
That's right.
people have and why they don't succeed. Well, let me use this example. When Honda was making those cars that people rely on now, one of the best-selling cars, most reliable cars on the planet is Honda, right?
Right.
So some would try to say Toyota, but Honda is the most reliable car, no matter what.
Okay.
But he took thousands of times to make it, and he ain't had nobody there to check his work. He just made the engine, sent it out there and see what happened, right?
Right.
He went off his energy. What we do, what a lot of people are doing, they go, oh, yeah, oh, they want to check other people's results to see what their result is going to be. No, they don't work like that. Other people's results are different from yours. It's a different energy, different situation sometimes. It could be the exact same situation, but different energy.
That's
causes
right.
it to happen. The originator of all your solutions is always you. You're the solution.
Mm-hmm.
You know? People be making gods out of people. Hey, this guy got the information. Go to him. Go to that. Go to this guy. This he can give you this. He can fix this for you. No, you're fixing this stuff for yourself.
Right.
I know it sounds crazy. I'm in a position of teaching, but this is what I got to teach you.
That's right.
You're the fixer of your problems. That's the ultimate lesson. You fix it. If you seek knowledge, you seek
the
truth, it's going to come to you. It's going to get to you. You're going to get it. You know?
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, failure is a must. Now, you can also learn from other people's failures. You know,
mm-hmm.
but like you said, eventually you gonna have to jump off. Like we used to say when we were kids, you have to jump off your own porch.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, I remember I ain't know how to tread water. I knew how to swim, but I didn't know how to tread water.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So we,
right.
You know, young kids wasn't even you know I was a teenager at the time. So we go to
mm-hmm.
the community pool. This is in New York, Bronx, New York. We go to the community
right.
pool. They said, well, in order to swim in the deep end, you got to tread water for a few seconds and then swim in the loop in the pool. I can swim the length of the pool, but I
right.
never tread water before. So all of the kids were saying, yo, you just got to jump in, paddle your feet like a dog, and stay above. You'll be good. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's they
right.
gave me the lesson, right? But you just got to
right.
jump in, right? So the first time. I do it. I jump in. But I let fear get to me, and I didn't do it right. Right?
Mm.
I said, the next
right.
time, I'm going to get this thing. This is the first time I've ever tried to tread water. I said, I'm going to get it. So the next time we went to the pool, I did it and tread the water and swam the length of the pool. I did it. Second try. But I wouldn't have never did that if I didn't jump in. 10 feet of water.
Mm-hmm.
First time ever swimming in 10 feet of water. You know what I'm saying? First time. You know, every other pool was, you know, the little 3 feet, 4 foot pools. You know, New York, they ain't had too many deep pools running around to swim in the city. You know?
You know what? You don't see them no more. You don't really see them no more, do you? Not like it.
They got them at the Y's now. They all at the Y. Got to go to the Y.
Like my favorite type of pool to swim in, them deep pools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got to swim in a deep pool in order to learn how to swim. You know?
That's right. You got to swim with the sharks. Got to.
Yeah. But, hang on, somebody send me a message. But you got to do it. But, you know, people don't want them life lessons. They want it easy. They want to get in relationships and want it to be perfect. And as soon as it's not perfect, they gone. You know, and wonder why they can't keep a relationship.
That's
you
right.
Know? I see women get in relationships, get married, and then they come into the barbershop talking about their husband. Oh, it wasn't like I thought it. Well, how you thought it? What you expected? You had created this whole scenario in your head, and it ain't playing out the way you thought it. Not the way
that's
we
right.
thought it. You thought it.
It
ready to jump ship.
Yeah, it is funny how you have things in your head fixed a certain way. You know, what you saying is real deep because on both sides, it's just idea in our mind. And sometimes you can be living your best life and don't even realize you're in it because of this idea in your head. And then sometimes this idea in our head be just too crazy because, you know, it's these images we put in our mind that can be deceptive sometimes. Sometimes you got to just live in it.
Right. You got to live in the moment. Let things play itself out. Most people, and I find females, have a tough time living outside of the thoughts in their mind.
Right.
If that picture don't look like what they see in their head, it's
that's
not
right.
Good.
That's right.
And they could be getting it. I've seen ladies getting treated like queens, getting cars, getting the bills paid. They ain't never got to worry about nothing. But this one thing that they don't like, that's not playing in their mind, it ain't
that's
matching
right.
up. He ain't no good.
That's
I've
right.
I've seen this. Something over the... I had, you know, a sister last year try to come to me and talk about her husband, and I don't play them games when they try to do that to me.
Right.
Now, in previous conversations, she would tell me how he would come get the kids, and he did this, and he did that, and this and that. And then later on, as time went on, she started to talk about him, about his job, you know, because he was doing Uber and, you know, just driving people around. I said, well, is he making good money doing that? She said, yeah. I said, shit, I'll drive people around if I can make the money.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I don't care. I'll drive. Come on, get in. You paying me good money, I'm driving you. Come on, you can't be so unflexible about your success that you won't do certain jobs.
And
I said, let me point something out to you. You are looking in your small situation, and you got this complaint about the type of job because in your mind, what he's supposed to be, a movie star, rock star, I said to you? Or he's supposed to be some type of, you know, walk around with it, you know, with the bow ties. I said, do you know a lot of them people go home alone and they got miserable lives, they ain't happy? All that stuff you see out in front is just a facade. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
They got money, they got life, but they ain't happy. I said, listen.
That's right.
Look around you. You lucky you got a husband. You know why? Because a large population of black women don't have husbands.
Right.
Even if they in a relationship, they don't have a husband. You married, you had all your children within this marriage. That's rare. I said,
that's
you better start looking at that. Because I said, let me tell you, these streets ain't nothing out here. Ain't nothing out here. You keep going these streets if you want to. And think you could do better than what you got. By the time you get to something that's close to what you got, you done went to thousands of people. Okay?
Right.
What I'm saying is you're going to find a complaint about anybody you get with.
That's
it's
right.
going to be something that's going to get under your skin that you ain't going to like. But you got to look at the situation in totality. You got a man that go out there, he making money, he coming home, he's spending time with his kids. Listen, you got gold right there.
That's right.
I'm telling you, you got gold. And you got somebody you can turn to and complain to, and he listening to all your nonsense. What do you mean my nonsense? Yes, your nonsense. You know you coming up, you cause problems for that man, and he caused problems for you. That's rare.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You ain't going to get that everywhere. People ain't going to sit there and listen to you complain. I mean, just dismiss you and walk on out and go find somebody else to be with. You know, we got to, that's what I'm saying. We got to fix these pictures, man. It's an epidemic of single women, black women, in our communities. It's to the point where I don't even think it's fixable.
That's right.
And here's the sad part. Here's the sad part. And this is going to hurt a lot of sisters' feelings, but it's the truth. These white women picking up these black men and treating them better than these black women been treating them.
That's true.
Yeah, dude, I know firsthand, I got firsthand knowledge of several brothers that got white sisters. And they getting treated like kings. And these ain't no white women that they don't want. These are good looking, fine ass white women. Okay, and I talked to these brothers on a personal level. I said, man, what made you do that? He said, man, I just got tired of struggling with our sister. I love them, but they don't listen. They don't work with us. As soon as things get wrong, they run right out the door. They don't want to talk to us. They talk to their friends about us before they talk to us. You make a decision, they're trying to circumvent your decision. You know, I felt like I had to explain everything. I walked through the door. I had to give all these great details in order to make something happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I just tell her the idea, and she rolled with it. Whether she understand 100% or not, she rolled with it and let it see how it play out. And in that mode, things tend to work out all the time because there was no resistance.
That's right.
You know? You know, you ain't got the energy of resistance that causes it not to work out. You know, I think what it is people have forgot the role of the woman. The woman is a major amplifier and determining factor of the success of a relationship.
And everything else. You know, just
in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need that cooperation.
Right.
And you need that cooperation.
Man, they make everything grow, man. This one woman I was working with, she's been trying to get her husband out. He's a brother. She's a white woman.
Mm-hmm.
5 years. She finally called me the other day. They go and release her. Well, I've been working with her. And she's been paying the man child support.
Like,
I mean, they're going to release him from prison. Yeah, and he got put in prison on some bull. Wiretap him. They talked about drugs. They ain't catching with no drugs. Just talking about it. They gave him 5 years for that.
Wow.
You know, not 5 years. Actually, they gave him more than that. But they're getting out because, you know, some of the case was just so shoddy. But not to go into details, because the point I'm trying to make is this white woman, and she's a good looking white woman. She ain't no scroungy. Educated,
right,
according to their standards, and a school teacher. She was paying his child support so that he don't get behind until he get out of prison. Now, they don't have any kids together. They don't have children.
Mm.
But she's been fighting. I know, because I've been working with her for 3 years, tooth and nail to get this brother out of prison. Now, come on, bro. Let's be honest, how many sisters you know going to do that? You going to do that? How many? How many sisters you know that going to do that? They may help.
Wow.
Pay the child support. man. Too. And it's not like this lady got a lot of bread. She don't. She's a school teacher.
This teacher's willing to go there with him.
Just what I'm saying. She believed in him. No matter what he got caught up in, she still believed in him. And that's what a lot of brothers don't have. They don't have a woman that believed in them.
Hmm.
And on top of not having a woman that don't believe in them, the world don't believe in them. So you couple
that's
all
right.
that together, this is why a lot of brothers have struggled with success.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't have brothers don't have the shoulder to cry on like sisters do. They got their girlfriends and they listen to all that stuff and their sisters become boosters tables. Oh, you letting them get away with that? They get that type of support, which is a negative support, but they still got support. Who the brother got to complain when get that type of boost from?
Right.
His friends make fun of him. Man, you know, you suffer, you this. You know, a brother who hears his complaint is weak.
That's right.
Or shows his emotion is weak in the eyes of a lot of people.
Right.
You see?
Man.
So there's
man,
no real support system for... No, because she... Man, please. She will use that to, and she'll use that against him. My cousin went through that, and I was talking to his wife. She said, yeah, you know, she realized that she had made a mistake, you know, in shutting him down, whatever he was being emotional with her. I said, you know, you're not going to get that back, right? I said, because once you show a brother that he can't show his emotional side to you, that door is closed to you forever. He ain't never opening up that way.
That's right.
Once he give you a shot, but after that, he ain't taking no chances. And I said, now, if you had let that blossom, you could have got anything out of that brother. If he can know that, he can come to you and be vulnerable.
That's right.
He'll do anything. He'll climb a mountain for you. But y'all don't see. Y'all don't know how to get that.
Yeah, you gotta have somewhere where you can reset yourself. You know,
right?
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, we talked that. I mean, you know, I'm not gonna. Really, my wife ain't never seen me. Like I always like if I'm stressed, I always do it to myself, and you know, you know what I'm saying? Because that you can't risk. Because you're going to have moments.
You can't risk
that's
that.
Just part of it. Yeah, you're going to have the moments,
right.
But shoot, you have to do that one by yourself. You know, and
mm-hmm.
even though it's crazy, but if you do that, a woman will lose respect for you. Just like what you're saying. If you, you know, when a man can never say he don't know what to do.
Mm-mm.
You know?
Mm-mm.
But you know, like what you're saying is interesting. That brothers can break down, and, you know, and I hear sisters say the same thing, and it's just, and everybody got different reasons, cause I even hear like a lot of the sisters saying the same thing about white guys, you know,
mm-hmm.
and we've been programmed not to trust each other.
Yep.
That same degree of patience should be given on both sides.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But it ain't. It's
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? That's real interesting. You know?
Mm-hmm. It should be.
Yeah.
You know, it should be given on both sides, but you know, unfortunately it's years of programming against each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say one of the biggest problems that we got in our community was that civil rights movement.
Mm-hmm.
That's what started our separation. When we started getting out of our communities into other communities, and then we bought into the rhetoric of needing their system to survive, we stopped looking for each other for support.
That's right.
Because you look at other communities, they work with each other and they look to each other for support. We don't.
Right.
We lost that when we got into the civil rights movement. So you got to ask the question, was the civil rights movement a government ploy to separate us?
Right.
Yeah, it was disguised that it's supposed to help us and give us equal rights. But when you look at it, we are worse off now than we was when that started.
Right.
Oh, yeah, you got some of us in the big jobs in corporate America and some jobs that they wouldn't give you back then. But overall, the rate of single black mothers has shot up since civil rights.
Hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
With all of this freedom that every got, you know, you can do this and that, and it just told us, it really pushed us in the direction of looking for other groups for support.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, if we don't get on if we don't, as a people, our sisters don't get on board and everybody get on board with this thing, we're going to become extinct. You're going to see some black folks out there, but they're not going to have the mindset of our ancestors.
That's right.
You know, I was telling somebody the other day, there's a lot of us that, we got to stop looking at the color of the skin and thinking they're one of us. They're not. A lot of these people they got our look, but they ain't us. And
that's
I'm telling
right.
you, a lot of the fair-skinned people look like them and they ain't them.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the person, what they're into, what they're about, you know. And because I see every day, I say, man, some of these people ain't really down for us to be prosperous.
Right.
They enjoy seeing us at the bottom of the totem pole while they eating. And I'm talking about people that look like us, not
right.
anybody else. So it ain't them that's doing it. We doing it to ourselves. You know, there's no reason why we should still be in the economic position that we are right now. There's no reason. There's enough opportunity out there to make it happen if we pool our money together and work together. It's no excuse.
Yeah, it's really But like that's why I like what you were saying earlier. You know, and I know. You know what I'm saying. You got to listen to what you're saying without feelings. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you get emotional when somebody's saying something, you ain't going to grow. Because you say something, then I'm saying what you don't want me to say. So now I'm shut down and you miss everything.
Mm-hmm.
Just from that. You know, a lot of times, some a lot of the deepest things I've heard, the stuff I didn't agree with or I didn't, wasn't feeling. And that's the biggest Achilles heel with everybody is and the people that do the best have their emotions in check. You know. And the woman is her role is to submit. You know what I'm saying? But then it's like they've been burnt so many ways and now it creates this crazy dynamic. Well, I got to try to convince a woman to, you know what I'm saying, to trust and submit and trust me. And then it gives up. But then, like you know, it seems like that the kind of opposite tend to do better because it ain't that barrier down, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's
yeah,
all
but
it is.
That woman has,
the reason
she
why
has to have cooperation. They have to cooperate and submit.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
the reason why
not,
it works. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I want to hear your point.
The reason why it is working because of with the interracial thing. It's not because the person is white or black. It's all about the programming.
Right.
See, that woman is wired differently mentally from birth than how we are. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So lives, they naturally fall into the role of submission and allowing the man to take the lead, because that's, they've been given that, you know, thing. But here, when you come from predominantly single black mothers raising a home, she has to take the role of leader, mm-hmm. both mother and father, which is an imbalance in itself. So there mm-hmm. is no role there. And so when and kids go off what they see, not what you do. So when you got children in the home and they constantly, all they see is the mother paying the bills and doing everything, they ain't never seen the bill of a man do any of that. How can they come out of that home and trust the man to do it for them?
Right.
You see what I'm saying? That's the dynamic. That's the problem. It's not so much, mm-hmm. oh, these white women are better or these Korean women are better. It's just that they are got a different programming than we have. Now, me, I come from a home with both parents. So I know I had a father who took the lead, went out there and worked every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, still at home with my mama. And my mother, I watched my mother take the submission role. That doesn't mean she was weak. But guess what?
That's right.
She got her bills met. She got her car to drive. She never went hungry. We ain't never been on the street because she sat back and let him do the heavy lifting.
And that shit promoted too. Yeah, that shit promoted too much. That, you know, like that's such an unusual dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like to have both parents around. You know, like that's just,
right, but
it's like,
but that's
your
not
mom
an unusual
and
dynamic in other cultures. That's not an unusual dynamic in other cultures, especially if they're coming from another country. It's here in the U.S., USA, that's an unusual dynamic.
Because
you see the groups that are coming over, they're coming mother and father, family.
Mm-hmm.
Our Western culture has totally been destroyed when it comes to the family.
That's
it's
right.
not valued. You know? So it's not that these people, because they're a different color, are better. It's the programming that they got versus what we got. And then when
mm-hmm.
we was pushed into these ghettos, into these communities, and then they gave public assistance, where the sister didn't need no man now. Hey, boy, I don't need you. I'm getting the state going to take care of me forever. As long as I
right.
have kids. I don't need you. Then they bought that, you know, in the projects of New York. That's epidemic proportion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have kids, go down to welfare and get your check. No value in having a man around to actually help with that. My mom come from a household like that.
Right.
But fortunate, she left them. Reason difference between my mom and her brothers and sisters, my grandmother, my great-grandmother, took her out of that home and raised her.
Right.
With a man in the household. You
hmm.
see? That's mm-hmm. where she got a different program. Now, if she had been left in that environment, she would have ended up just like all of her brothers and sisters. It's
right.
all about programming. It ain't about the people being better. It's the programming that's different. So now that you know it's the program, now you got to change the program. But unfortunately, brothers ain't seeing the whole picture when they get a woman in their life that like a white woman and she treating them good. All he know is his belly full, he getting treated like a king. He ain't giving a damn about nothing else. He ain't looking at
that's
the whole
right.
dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
Why this woman is treating him better than versus the woman that looked like him. It's all
right.
programming. That's it. You know, because in all of those cases, when I talked to them, that woman that he had a father that she had a relationship with.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
Now, not all of them with their parents were still together. That woman had a relationship with her father. Now, you look at a lot of these sisters, they don't have a relationship with their father, not good ones. You see?
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's the programming. It's nothing about color or anything. It's what you've been programmed and how you've been, your experiences that you've gone through that shape how you behave with yourself and other people. Hey, somebody got their hand up.
Oh, good, good.
All right, hold on. Bang. 574-341.
It is about color. And it is about the man. Don't blame the black woman for the lack of standing up of her black man. It's about the male figure. Man, do you understand white culture? Hold on. Do you understand?
Wait, white culture. I'm going to cut your mic off if you don't slow down. Because you ain't going to get on.
I'm sure you are.
And control it. Can't control what I say or anybody else say.
I'm going to
respect
your
opinion, but you ain't going to yell. You ain't going to yell because, first of all, you started off wrong. Because what you're saying ain't backed up in any facts, and I can prove it. Now, you can go ahead and say calm down, and then we can go and have this conversation, but you're going to calm down, and we're going to talk. But go ahead.
All right. White culture is specific, right? And it didn't start 50 years ago. White people had to gather together and work hard, right? The Irish people that came to this country, the Italian people that came to this country, had to stay together. They understood the value of family generationally. Now, I don't know a lot about black culture, but I'll tell you this. I lived in Africa. I lived in Monrovia, Liberia for 2 years. I bet you've never set foot on that entire continent. I saw things within a family that are different. They operate differently, and then it's still different. So what I'm getting at is that it is about black and white, and you want to duck and dodge that all you want, but it's the truth.
Wait a minute, hold up. Now,
yes, it is.
Right there, because I got to stop you. Stop right there. It is. It's not about white and black, because you just proved my point by what you just said. You said you went to Liberia, which is in a different country, and you saw stuff different. You said the culture of the Irish and the Italian was different. They value family. Black folks would value family at one time until they bought into civil rights. So what are you talking about? It's programming. What you've been programmed and raised to believe is going to shape how you behave with yourself, your family, and everything else that exists outside of you and inside of you. It's programming. In this last less than 100 years, black folks have been programmed to hate each other. How? Why? By watching TV. You look at the news. They paint black folks as criminals. Program.
Garbage.
That's all it
that's
is.
That's an excuse.
Now,
it's garbage.
That's not an excuse. That's not an excuse. That's reality. Because drugs has infiltrated every community in the United States of America. But guess who's in prison for it more?
Another excuse.
Black folks. That's not an excuse. Nobody's using any of this as an excuse.
I've been to prison. Have you ever been to prison?
I've never been in prison. I've spent a couple of days in jail.
I've been to 16 jails and one federal prison.
I don't have time. First of all, I don't have time to talk to ignorance because you're ignorant. But you're
absolutely not
ignorant. You have a good day. Dude, ignorant. I ain't got time to talk to dudes like that.
I'm glad you cut it off, because I don't feel like arguing with nobody,
He's a racist. I thought it was a melanated dude until he said a couple of things.
Yeah.
He's talking about an excuse. What are you talking about? We get the harshest treatment in any situation. You go to the average white person and say, would you want to live the black lifestyle? They will tell you no. Why? Because how we're being treated.
Right. Yeah, but
so that's not an excuse. That's fact.
Right. Right. Well,
that's a fact. That's not an excuse. But what I'm saying, though, this is what I'm saying. We can't let that stop us from our success.
Right.
We know that they have stacked chips against us. We got more obstacles to jump over than the average people in this country. So now you know that's the game that's being played. I use the example of Jesse Owens. When they kept cheating, when he was doing his long jump, they were cheating him. And he was jumping from the proper distance. So he had to put a towel down in front of the line and jump from that towel and still beat their records.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So he adjusted to the injustice. He adjusted. What we have allowed ourselves to do now is to get lulled to sleep by television in the illusion that because you see a ball player making millions, you see a singer making millions, and we're living our lives through these people instead of going inside, self-reflecting, and building our own self up.
Right.
Like I went to the airport a couple of weeks ago. I saw about 15, 20 Rick Rosses.
Okay,
like,
15, 20
what? Look like Rick Ross. Rick Ross.
Oh, yeah.
They got the shades, the glasses, and the beard, and all of this stuff. You know, nobody wants to look like themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So nobody, first of all, nobody was using that any of the excuse. I'm talking reality, facts. This is what we're dealing with as a people. You know, this is what we're dealing with. And everybody got to take their own responsibility to step up their game, knowing that there are the stacks are against you. How can you have a country where you look at the studies, every community is using drugs? I don't care what race or where you came from, they using drugs.
Right.
On an equal measure. And to tell you the truth, more people are using prescription drugs than they're using recreation drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So if we wanted a poor, we're not going to the doctor like they are, so we're not getting prescription drugs from the doctor.
Right.
So who you think getting it? Who's the abusers of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have the resources in to bring drugs into this country.
Right.
So how's it getting here? So that means every community have their hand in this situation. But when you go to the prison, who's in there locked up for it? Who's getting more time for it?
Right.
So that's an excuse? That ain't no excuse. That's reality. We are being treated for the same crimes other communities are committing, we getting the harsher treatment. So what that does, you put the man in prison for that, and you hold him hostage away from his family. What that happened? Now this woman got to survive without these kids on her own.
Right. Yeah,
you took the warriors
the
out of the community.
Right.
That's a game. You got to have a slave class to make capitalism work. So you pick a slave class in every world power, you always had you a slave class or a lower class. And what they do is they punish that lower class to death, tax them at high rates, and charge them with little frivolous crimes and put them in prison. Why? Because that's your moneymaker.
Right.
Unfortunately, that's us. But,
mm-hmm.
be honest, times are changing. That dynamic is switching to the other side now. They all feeling the same effects, sort of way. So the balance, you know, universe balances things out. So things are starting to become balanced again. You know, it's coming. It's slow. We don't look it, but you shoot the punishment we've been receiving. They getting it now,
right?
So, anyway, man.
Yeah, you know, you can't let things throw off the energy because, I thought it was gonna be somebody that was gonna ask a question because
he came to disrupt and disrupt. That's what you came to do.
And see, you know, like this is a time of the year where, you know, you have to keep your stress levels down because this is a time of year from now until it gets the temperature change, everybody's immune system is going to be affected. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And one thing that disrupts the immune system is stress. You know, during the summertime, is your stress level don't be as high because it's you happier, you running around, plenty of sunlight. The immune system is much stronger. But during this time, you're inside more, you're around people. It ain't because of the changed air, it's because you're not sweating as much. So your immune system is down. So, you know, you got to find some time to, you know, keep yourself happy. Definitely don't let people throw your energy off. And, you know, even... if you don't agree, you can't take it so well, it disrupts your spirit. And so, like, we have this product called the Elderberry Plus. This Elderberry Plus boosts your immune system up so much. You see, and it helps maintain that strength. You want to keep keep it up as strong as you can so you can come back. If your immune system is strong, even if you do get out of balance, you can bounce back and don't be down for a few weeks. They're promoting that vaccine thing, and you still got people getting vaccines. Not to mention that
they walking up to you in public. Hey, we got free vaccines over there. They posting up at the fairs and everything. But go ahead.
That's right, for free. And your immune. The real vaccine is the toilet water that you take a bath in every day, you brush your teeth in. That is the real vaccine because everybody takes dumps in that water, urinated, medicine in it, and it's at such a small ratio that it boosts the immune system on a natural level. No animal is sick, and they're outside, it rains, the weather's sweet.
Eating garbage, yes.
Eating out everything, don't have to wash their hands. And they never catch colds. They just die. you don't have these problems we have. So
animals in captivity get sick.
Right. So herbs like argan grape, golden seal, polyaco, the elderberry. These things keep the immune system strong. But you might need plants to stimulate it more to help you fight infections more, so you use more herbs like guaco, echinacea, hyssop. You see, these herbs stimulate and help the body fight stronger. Like that product that you use, that you get a lot, is that Supreme Candida Cleanse. It's so many immune-boosting herbs in them that keep your immune system strong. It cleans out the immune system, which fights infection. You keep that fungal infections and bacteria and viral things in check, because ultimately if your body is clean, because most of your immune system is found in your you got more of the lymphatic system in your colon region, you see. So that's why it's so important to keep that candida balance in check, you see. So the Pisces rule the immune system, you see, that in the 12th house. So naturally, Pisces people have to pay attention, or if you got a lot of planets in with Pisces or Neptune, you have to pay more attention to your immune system. And so the 12th house of Pisces is ruled the cell salt of the mineral that's so essential for that area would be iron phosphate, you see. So So you want to make sure that you, you know, naturally use a lot of iron-based plants, you see. But that's even more indicated if you have squares in that area. Because some people always have colds and infections. You know what I'm saying? And they always get this so-called cold thing. And it ain't nothing that the immune system needs to be fed more. And it's an inherent weakness in that area. So with that inherent weakness, yeah, it's a good idea to keep your aura. I gotta get ready to go in. it's real important that you keep your aura in check, you see. So I use a lot of immune building crystals around me to keep my aura powerful, you see, because negative people and negative things weaken your aura. And so you're going to have that around you. You're going to be around it. There's going to be things that's going to disrupt your aura, your electromagnetic field. So now these vaccines shut down the thymus gland, which is a major headquarters of your immune system. And they say it shuts down at 13 and 12, but it really doesn't. It shrinks because the vaccines that you've been injected with, we lose that factor to a small degree or completely, depending on how much you have compromised your body. And so that's an area that needs to be stimulated more to be strong. It helps regulate your emotions and your feelings, too. That's why happiness is so attached to it. And see, like the thymus gland is found right near your heart, you see, which connects to the heart, which is it's the generator of the aura, the electromagnetic field. So you use herbs that's going to have a connection to the thymus gland, which stimulates. So, you know, sometimes I meditate and put a quartz crystal on top of my thymus gland, which amplifies my immune system drastically, you see. And so you can keep herbs, and you notice that these herbs also are good for the heart area, like herbs like bloodstone, green aventurine, rose quartz, one of my favorite herbs, even though it's not as strong for the heart, but it's the shungite, the amethyst, astrodolite, solidite. These crystals really amplify the immune system. And if you keep them around, you place them on your thymus gland, that builds up this aura that will generate protection. And like what I do is I also rub eucalyptus on my thymus gland or around me.
How do you rub it on your thymus gland?
Rub it on your chest plate, you know.
Okay.
Put the pine needle on there, a little tea tree oil. And if you don't place it on there, you can just have it smelling it and just rubbing it around you. It's going to strengthen that aura. Because, I mean, I shake people's hands. I don't care what you got, AIDS, breaking out, I don't care. Because I know I'm not going to catch nothing. My aura is too powerful. And when I do have imbalances, my imbalances would come from me overrunning myself. You see what I'm saying? And me not keeping my energy up. And that's why I use a lot of that elderberry. The elderberry plus we have, and keep my candida ratio in check, you know. That supreme condemic cleanse is the root of your immune system, and you know, with the supreme cleanse keeping your immune system strong, but then you use those other things to help with the day to day stress. And you know, I like how you maintain, you know what I'm saying, and you know, and I don't have no problem with people calling and having questions and not understanding. Like you understand the point that's being made, but you know, I'm not up for debating and arguing.
I'm not gonna let you come on and yelling and screaming on those shows.
Yeah, so you know,
there's better ways to present yourself than to come off like that. You know, you can have your opinion, whatever, it's good. But it's 11. I got a consultation. Oh
yeah,
go ahead, see what you're gonna say. I call them back.
I just like what you did. You didn't. It's easy to get drawn in to things, and then your energy be. It's too early in the day. Your energy be all fucked up for nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And all we gotta do is just agree or disagree, but it's nothing personal. It's nothing personal.
No, it ain't nothing personal.
A lot of shit gonna be said that people not gonna like, and.
Right.
That need to be known, because, hell, if I'm saying what you like, you ain't learning shit.
Right.
Next week you might be pissed off.
I'm not here.
In a statement.
You're not here for personality contest and be liked or whatever. I'm here to just say what I see, you know. This life. I see it. I dealt with it. What I'm saying is it's our programming that shapes our life, period.
Yeah,
and if we can change the programming, we can change, our systems can change. But the thing is, you have to recognize it's a program, and it needs to be adjusted.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah, nobody can control our situation either. That's just our situation,
you
can't speak on it.
right.
And that,
you know, I look at the whole thing, you know.
Yeah, but
it's our situation. We live in this life.
Yeah, so. I mean, I you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be speaking on the Caucasian's journey either. You know what I'm saying?
I can't.
Really,
I don't know what it's like, because I ain't one of them. I ain't lived that life. I mean, that's a whole new, just when the few that I know that I have a good relationship with, some of the words they use and some of the habits they have, it's strange to me.
That's right.
Why? They've been programmed to do it that way.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And so I can't say y'all wrong and y'all this, that, and the other, because I haven't walked their journey.
That's
right. You
know,
he brought up the Irish, but what he didn't fail to mention that the Irish came here as slaves.
That's right.
They were the first slaves in this continent. They were the first ones. So you know, I knew I couldn't get that deep on them. So what are you talking about, family? A lot of them came over here and left family because they ain't had no choice.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Left family behind and then created new
families
over here.
Mm-hmm.
So, come on, don't tell me that. Every group of people had their time in subjugation slavery. Every group on the planet had their time in that lifestyle.
That's right.
And lived broken lifestyle. So we just... The reason why we hit it, because we were the first to start it. So we getting back
That's
what
right.
we put out. So,
That's
come
right.
on. Let's keep it real. You know,
we
had years of keeping family together, teaching family. Look at the Egyptian culture. Man
That's
and woman
right.
standing up together in them statues. So we the one who introduced family to to everyone else.
That's right.
We just lost our culture in this Western
That's right.
culture. We lost it because we started accepting other ideologies.
Right. That's right. So
we started
moving
away from our spiritual principles. But all right, God,
That's
I'll
right.
let you go, man. But tell them where you're going to be at. Where you at before you go, though?
Yeah, 6615 Two Notch Road, Solomon Temple. You know, keep your health.
All right.
Happy day. Peace and love to the family. Peace.
Peace, God. All right.
Peace, God.